All rise for the reading of God's word. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Our Father in heaven, please grant me the words to say. May it glorify your name and your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. The definition of mercy, that benevolence, mildness, or tenderness of the heart, which disposes a person to overlook injuries or to treat an offender better than he deserves. The disposition that tempers justice and induces an injured person to forgive a trespass and injuries, and to forbear punishment or inflict less than the law or justice will warrant. In a sense, there is perhaps no word in our language precisely synonymous with mercy that which comes nearest to it is grace. It implies benevolence, tenderness, mildness, pity of compassion, and clemency, but exercised only towards offenders. Mercy is a distinguished attribute of the Supreme Being. Amen. Explaining mercy. Before we can be merciful, we have to know what the meaning is to show mercy. Turn with me, if you will, to Lamentations 3:22. And of course, bear with me a minute here. 1270.
Old Testament.
Yeah, I know. I keep going around where I'm supposed to be. Keep hitting Ezekiel. Come on, hands. Wait a minute, where did I get that from? Well, yeah. Well, I actually wrote it out, so. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because of his compassions fail not. Mercy is not just something God demonstrated. Mercy is not just something God demonstrates, but it is who God is. God shows us mercy and love by not giving us what we deserve, which is hell. Psalms 103. Verse 4. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Now, if we look down to verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And then down to verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. In God's mercy, he sent Jesus to us. When we were dead in our sins, Jesus did not come to us with a ladder and say, climb up and save yourself. He left his throne and came down to where we are. Mercy is being merciful. Mercy and being merciful is not an option for the Christian. Malachi 6:8. Oh, sorry. Let me correct that. Micah 6:8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Amen. And for my next point is extending mercy. Mercy is more than a feeling. It shows compassion. Mercy is compassionate on the inside and action on the outside.
Right.
It is a comfort to the sad, love to the rejected, forgiveness to the offender, and fellowship to the lonely. There are only two examples of being mercy, and I will, well, in my opinion, the two that stand out to me. And the first one is Luke 10:30-35. And we all know this parable. And Jesus answered, and a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. It shows me how one man's mercy can make a difference. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty. Mercy extends to all. The second example is the greatest mercy from God. John 3:16, and we all know this verse well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not die, but have eternal life. In Romans 12, it's a gift from God and should be shown towards one another. It is merciful to pray for one another, to comfort one another, to encourage one another, and to help one another. In conclusion, I have many occasions when God has shown me how merciful He is. I am here. And I and my family have been shown more mercy through God in the last 2.5 months by the members of this family in Christ. And I am truly thankful.